When a seed falls from a tree, what are the odds that it will take root and then grow for 300 years or more? Norm Bober in Van Buren County increases the possibility.
Started as a teenager. We went Christmas tree hunting. Christmas trees had pine cones on them. So I brought a bunch home, and I put them in front of the heater in the bathroom, where it was the warmest place, and they gradually popped open. You can hear them cracking. And so I collected the seeds out of them and planted them in the spring, and I got pine trees. That was my first adventure that way. And ever since then, I've been growing trees. Wherever we go someplace, if I find some trees in bloom where I can find the seeds, I bring some home and start them. I plant trees every place I go. Every place we've lived, we've left trees. And I kind of do it as a fun hobby and give some away. And every year I put out maybe 100 or 200 trees. And while the animals say, oh, this is for me? No, you guys, this is for long term. That's why Mother Nature puts them out by the thousands, so some will survive.
In Jackson County, fifth-generation farmer Blaine Mosier drives an all-terrain vehicle through a cow pasture to the edge of a large woods.
So where are we going?
We're going back here to the big red oak tree that grows a quarter mile from the road. Biggest red oak tree I've ever seen. There are limbs on this tree as big as a full adult-sized tree, if you can see that one that goes off to the east there.
That's probably 4 feet up from the ground, the red oak measures 19 feet in circumference.
These were big trees when my great-great-grandfather got here in 1853. My grandfather never allowed us to cut these trees. We never cleared them from the hedgerows or from the fields because of that. You know, I don't know how old this tree is, but it's got to be 300 years old. I would think at least. Those white oaks probably are 400 years old. Well, they're bur oaks, subspecies of white oak. If they were big trees 160 years ago, it takes 75 years for a tree like that to get 1 foot in diameter. If you take that and extrapolate it out, it might be older than 300, I don't know. They'll grow just about maybe a tenth to a quarter of an inch in diameter a year. How much they grow each year depending on how much rain there is and how the weather is. They vary quite a bit, actually. There's quite a root system, as you can see, going out from these things. You probably hit roots out there 20 feet from it, I would think. There's 8 or 10 of them that are left, probably. I think there were a dozen when I was a kid, and through the last 40 years or so, the lightning has got a couple of them, and they've just died of old age. But you'd be surprised how long these things will go after a few limbs start to die. They'll live a long time after that. I saved a couple from the county that were along the road and talked them into leaving those, and that's been 30 years since then. So, I mean, they're still good, healthy trees. Dead limb on them here and there, but they're good trees still. That's a pretty big tree. Actually, you could build a pretty nice Robinson Crusoe treehouse in it, couldn't you? And we like to take kind of a mild footprint. We leave a lot more trees around the farm than most farmers do, maybe to our detriment, but we still like the trees. They make good windbreaks, they cool the earth, and we just kind of like trees.
They help us humans to breathe. When we moved to this land, I said, gee, I'd like to have some forest space. Well, this was a hay field. Well, Spirit told me, you know, you want a forest, you better make one. So that's what I'm doing. I'm doing it for the future generations.
For WMUK, I'm Nancy Camden.